Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. So grateful to God tonight to come before our listening audience with our phenomenal guest on tonight. Hallelujah. Pastor Vicki Coward is with us. Amen. There's so many words. Pastor Vicki and I met many years ago when they had ministry on Hull Street, and I attended New Bethel United Holy Church, which was right around the corner. And for whatever reason, however God did, years and years passed, and when I saw her again, I was like, that's Pastor Vicki. She probably looked at me like, maybe I know her face. I don't know where I know her from, but maybe I remember her face. Amen, amen. But I am grateful tonight to have Pastor Vicki Coward with us tonight. She is a women empowerment lecturer, a wife, mother, entrepreneur. This woman walks in the authority that God has given her to set captives free. She has a prophetic word in her belly that declares God is about to shift the atmosphere. Hallelujah. She can be heard on Sunday mornings where she pastors along with her husband, Pastor Clifton Coward. She is executive director of Kingdom Kids Child Development Center and operates as the founder of two incredible life-changing women ministries, which are Women of Excellence and Diamond in the Wealth. Pastor Vicki, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Prophetess. It's just an honor to be on the line with you today.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're here tonight, amen, because you do something that I consider to be phenomenal and necessary. Girl talk. As I shared with you prior to us coming live about my passion for empowerment and with the ministry that God gave me with Empowerment Place, I started out empowering women, and because I understand the need to get women back to the place where they know who they are, and then understanding who they are, then they are compelled to learn greater about who they are and really fulfill God's purpose in the earth. So share with us a little bit about Girl Talk, how that came to be, what it is you do, and share with us some of the things that have stuck with you, because there are always some defining moments that take place in our ministry that really pushes us to keep going. Share some of that with us. Amen?
Amen. Thank you again so much, Prophetess. Again, I say it's an honor to just share with you on tonight, and I tell you, I'm just excited because I know that God is doing some great and mighty things, and I'm excited even about the networking that's taking place even right now as ministries are joining together. As I shared with you earlier, one thing I do know, and that is that this world is too big for us to try to conquer it by ourselves. And so when you got women such as yourself and myself that have, and we begin to come together and we begin to yoke up and we begin to bring our ministries together, look how much easier it is to do what needs to be done, because women need us. Women need women. Amen. And so I'm just excited, you know. And Girl Talk is just a ministry. It's not just a ministry, but it's a ministry that has been designed for women of all backgrounds. And I tell you, it's a ministry of excitement, because we as women, we need to be excited about who we are. You know, in this life, we have gone through so many things, and a lot of women are having a hard time getting up. And I just believe that if we as women can just help pull each other up and pull us back into the purpose that God already intended from us in the beginning. See, the Word of God tells us in Jeremiah that He knew us when we was being formed in our mom's womb, in our mom's belly. And so God already knew. He knew every mistake. He knew every hiccup. He knew everything that we were going to go through in our life. But sometimes when life hits us, sometimes it knocks us down and we don't know how to get back up. And so Girl Talk is just a ministry where women come together, women of all different backgrounds, where we are empowered. We have camaraderie there. It's a relaxing atmosphere. It's an up close and personal. It's a sisterhood. It's support. It's different. It's just all together different. And it's just, we're coming together to let women know that you can live again. You can begin again. You can start again. Doesn't matter what you've been through in life, you can do this. And so, again, we're excited about Girl Talk. It's going to be different. Girl Talk is going to be different because we deal with life. We don't just deal with church. We deal with life. And so Girl Talk
That's good.
again, is a ministry where the women can come together and we can be empowered in every area of our life, not just the spiritual part of it, but we need to be educated in some areas of our life. And that's what it's all about, bringing some women together, because, prophetess, I don't know everything, but if I can yoke up or I can connect with a woman such as yourself who is a life coach who can come and sit down with women and begin to tell them and give them specific instructions on how to walk this life out, then we have conquered a lot. We've done a lot.
Amen. Amen. That we find with church is that church just does church.
Yes.
And so
yes.
They have people that come in that are broken and hurting, that wear a mask to try to make
yes.
it look like everything
yes.
is okay. But
yes.
when they leave that place and get in their car, often they're grieved because they don't even want to go back home.
Exactly.
All they do is say, praise the Lord, God is good, God is able. Yeah, I understand that God is able, but you don't understand what I'm going through right now, and I need a little bit more than that.
Exactly, exactly.
So
exactly.
I can so appreciate that. We know that relationships are so necessary and are being so challenged now more than ever. Divorce is prevalent in the world and
yes.
in the church, and you know, the rise of spirits that speak contrary to the word of God are rising
exactly.
and showing up, and the church just saying, well, God is able. Yeah, God is able, but can you give me some tools to help navigate this so I can
yes
and so this is so necessary that women have this safe place, this safe haven where they can
yes.
come and let down their hair, take off your mask, you know, stop squeezing your foot in a size 7 when you're a size 10. Let's go ahead
that's
and be
right.
yourself. Amen.
Be yourself.
And
be who God called
yes.
you to be.
yeah, be yourself and let God do what he needs to do. I think that as women, because we wear so many different hats. I mean, you're here with
yes.
me now, but you still got to be mama, and then you still got to go home and
yes.
be wife, and then you'll get a call
yes.
later that requires you be pastor and coach or counselor.
Yes.
We wear
yes.
so many different hats that sometimes it's hard for us to really navigate, okay, God, wait a minute, I need a pause. So I think this
yes.
is important, not just for understanding that it's just for lay women, is for all women, because women in leadership and women in ministry need a place too. Amen?
They need a place. They need a place. And I remember, you know, my husband, he answered the call to ministry, and he, you know, as a pastor. And I remember, you know, being thrust into that position, you know, not feeling prepared, you know, not feeling, okay, what is the who and how, you know, first lady,
yeah,
what?
What,
you know. And and so here I am walking in some shoes which I did not feel that I qualified for. You know, you
mm-hmm.
know how life does, how mistakes
mm-hmm.
does, how, you know, we do what we do. And now, God, you're calling me to ministry. And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that call, you know, on his life and then the call on my life. And I fought against that for a long. And I didn't have anyone there that could take me by the hand, no other woman that could take me by the hand and say, you know, hey, honey, this is how we're going to do it, you know. And so it was more so just learning as I went, you know, along the way. And as I began
mm-hmm.
to grow and I began to develop and I began to get through all of what I needed to get through, the relationships, things that went left, with things that went right, you know, and I began to get through that, I said to myself, I said, you know what, I am going to make a difference in somebody else's life, because I know how it feels to be lonely. I know how it feels to be out there by yourself and just feel like there is no instructions on how I get to where I need to get. And so that's
mm-hmm.
what we're doing with Girl Talk. We're trying to give some instructions on how I get to what's next in my life. And, you know, and God had told me, God said 2017 is the year of divine completeness. It's the year of divine perfection. It's the year of divine wholeness. Because before we can move into 2018, which is a new beginning, we got to close some chapters in our life. And some of us have some things that's been open too long, and God is saying it is time for us to close that chapter and move into the next chapter in which I'm calling you to. And so saying that, you know, with this first Girl Talk segment, we have none other than our guest speaker that's going to be coming, who is Pastor Danielle Moore Wynn, pastor of Living Water Ministries. She's going to be coming, and she's going to be jump starting our Girl Talk. And we're going to be focusing on what's next. What is next? What's next for me? Because all of us got something that's next, but it could be all
next.
Different.
Yes.
It's all different.
Yes.
So we're focusing on what's next. What's next in my life? What do I need to be doing right now? Because I'm getting myself prepared for what's getting ready to come. And what I know is getting ready to come, prophetess, is there's new beginning coming. There is new beginning coming for a lot of us who have given up, or for a lot of people that may have given up in their life, saying that I don't see no hope. But hope is right there knocking on the door. So we just want to get the ladies ready. We want to get them prepared. We want to get them educated. We want to get them empowered so they can be ready for what's next.
That when you were sharing that just now, you were saying things have been open too long. And
yes.
God said that for some of them, he said, I've tried to close it. I've tried to take you through the process of healing. But every time you start to feel a certain kind of way, you pick the scab off and open that wound right back up again.
Because
you got in your feelings. But he said, now let's just go on and let that thing completely heal so you can be prepared for your next.
That's right. And that's what empowerment does. Empowerment brings a level of healing. When we know what we know, we do better. When we know that operating in attitudes and operating in our emotions don't get us anywhere, but we learn how to get control of that, then God can do what he needs to do with us. Our attitudes, those bad attitudes, they sit on us and they keep us down. They keep us in a low place. But when you can release that and say, okay, God, what are your plans for me? God, it doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they say. God, I'm greater than all of that. So, you know, it's just I hear it in you, Prophet said, We're greater than all that. We're greater than all of the things that have tried to hold us back. We are greater than that. And so somebody got to grab hold of that and believe that I'm greater than all the things that I may have failed at. I'm greater. I'm still greater than that.
Yeah. And the glorious thing about what's transpiring in this year, 2017, is that it really is allowing us an opportunity to realign ourselves with God's plan.
It's given us an opportunity
to get the proper mindset and hold to his belief system instead of that of which the world has launched upon us and said that we have to abide by. I told the people on Sunday, as for me and my house, me and my husband, we still serve the Lord. It don't matter to us that stuff is happening. We gotta do what we gotta do. But we still trust God in all things.
Yes.
And because women, we have become so burdened and belabored in the things that we've tried to do that's outside of what God has spoken, our belief system has gotten shaky.
Yes.
They believe what we see. Come on. Oh,
yes.
All right. I'm not going there with you, Pastor Vicky. I'm not.
I preached a message on Sunday about belief. You know, I preached that message on Sunday talking about this belief system. And I was even telling our church and even our women, I've been telling them, I said, you know, we had a women's conference and been doing some transformation Fridays. And I told them, I said, one of the things that we got to do, we got to declare is we got to tell the devil, I changed my mind. If I change my mind, I can change my life. When I change my mind, when I decide to, God, I'm going to think the way you think, then I change everything concerning what has tried to come and hinder me. So you got to tell me, you got to open your mouth and you got to tell the devil, I change my mind. I have the right. God has given me the right. He's given me the authority to change my mind. Not only has he given me the authority and the right to change my mind, he's given me the authority to open my mouth and speak and declare that whatever I say, it shall come to pass. So we got to learn and know the powers that we have. You know, God has given us the ability to to disform our world by what we say out of our mouth. If we don't like what we see, then change the script. If you don't like
what
you're
saying,
change it. You got to change it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wow. Bless God. We do have several callers on the line on tonight. Amen.
Wow.
If there is someone on the line who has a question about Girl Talk, Pastor Vicky's ministries, if you've attended a Girl Talk and you want to share an experience, press one and we can bring you live. Amen. I mean, it's a lot of callers on here. We thank God for each of you who has joined in on tonight. Amen. We thank God for each of you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm scrolling through. Bless you, Jesus. Wow. See, I can't talk to you because you start stuff.
I'm just excited tonight, Prophet. I'm excited tonight.
Yeah.
I told the women on the team, I said, one of the things that we want to do is we want to make the atmosphere conducive on Friday, that when women come in, they come into an atmosphere full of excitement. They come into they're not coming into a dead place. They're coming into a place of excitement because people are looking for a way out. They're looking for a way out. Women are looking for a way out. There are so many women that don't want to stay where they're at. And all they need is a word. All they need is some type of instructions. All they need is a support system. All they need is some women that can say, I've been there before. Did it for me? He can do it for you.
Truly, 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 truly. And I like that because women are looking for answers. They're looking for truth. They're looking for authenticity.
Yes.
They're looking for transparency.
Yes.
And too often they don't find it. They get sugar-coated stuff, and they get covered up stuff. And I'll tell you this piece about me, but I can't tell you that piece about me because then you might look at me funny. I don't care what you've been through. If God delivered you, can you let me know that? Because you don't know what I'm struggling with right now.
Exactly. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
You don't know what's going on in my house. Unless the Lord show you. You don't know what's going on in my house. You don't know what I'm feeling right now. So if you got some experience, let me know. And for whatever some folks find it hard to let you know. I'm transparent.
Yes.
I tell my stuff because I'm grateful. We tell people all the time, I don't look like what I've been through. And I thank God for that.
Most of us don't.
You know what I'm
saying?
We don't look like what we've been through.
Wow.
We don't. And for those that we look at and they look older than they should, we say, God, oh, my God. Because I look at some of my classmates from high school and I say, God, I'm glad I don't look like that. I'm just being real. But I know why I don't look that way. It's because I've yielded myself to him. It's because I'm now operating according to his will, plan, and purpose for my life. It's because Valerie is not doing this because Valerie wants to. Valerie understands the mandate that's on her life, and she lives accordingly.
Yes.
And because she does, what does he do? But he keeps me.
Yes.
He keeps me.
Yes, yes.
I'm excited.
And that's
the
kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. He'll pick us up, dust us off, and put us out there to be a shining star.
Have us looking fabulous and stuff.
Yes, indeed. That's how our God is. That's how he is. It's nothing too hard for him. It's nothing impossible for him. And I'm just excited about who he is in my life. I really am. I'm just excited about him.
Amen. Amen. Well, as Vic Pesavi shared, they have their first Girl Talk on tomorrow night. Can you give us specifics about that, Pastor Vicky? Amen.
Okay, the Girl Talk session starts at 7 o'clock. And again, like I said, Girl Talk, you know, tomorrow night is going to be, we have a guest speaker that's going to come in tomorrow and that's going to just be sharing with us. And each Girl Talk night will be totally different. It's scheduled every fourth Friday of the month. And each night will not be the same. So fourth Friday when they come in February, you're not going to get what you're going to get. Well, tomorrow is Friday, so you won't get that. But it starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we just have all the ladies just to come meet us at 8001 Staples Mills Road. Again, that's 8001 Staples Mills Road, and we'll be there just waiting to receive the women. And we just got some things, and I don't want to talk too much and give away the goodies of what we have planned for them. But it's going to be an exciting time. And we're just excited. We have some other special pastor friends of mine that's going to come and be a part. And I put on Facebook, on social media, I said, you know what happened when women get together, especially women that are
powerful
and anointed. So I have some
Amen.
powerful anointed women of God that's going to be coming and sharing and sitting in with Girl Talk, and I'm just excited about them. I also have a young lady who I've had the opportunity to meet through a business deal. Her name is Renita Vaughn, and she's going to be there. She has her own business called Cute, and she's going to be setting up tomorrow.
I know,
it's called
Renita.
Cute. She's going to be there tomorrow, and I'm just so excited about the connection, because what I like I said to you earlier, Prophet, it's about networking. I don't know everything. You may not know everything.
Amen.
But when we bring women together with all of these different gifts that God has given us, somebody will, you know, need will get met in some kind of a way. And so I'm just excited about the connections that's happening. God is just opening so many doors concerning not just Girl Talk, but just my life. You know, and I'm just excited
Amen.
About stepping out of that box, out of that boat, and allowing the fears that I've had. You know how we have fears, you know, we're not in our
mm-hmm.
place of familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it becomes
mm-hmm.
fearful to us. But I thank God that he's taken away the fear, and he's allowing me to meet people who has a great anointing, whether it be in business, whether it be spiritual. But God is allowing me to connect with these women, and they are pulling me into a place where God has desired for me to be in the beginning. And so it's always good to know that you got people that can help you. We haven't arrived. You know, we haven't arrived, so we have to sometimes just humble ourselves and let God use us and use the people who he has put in our life to help us, to push us to where he wants us to be. And so I'm excited about these connections. I am so excited about these new people and the old people that are in my life that's pushing me in, and I'm pulling them. And I can't even hardly talk right now, because when I think about it, I just get so excited you know, what God is doing. He's just doing some incredible things, and I'm so excited.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm right there with you. I posted on Facebook just a few minutes ago. I thank God for divine connections.
Yeah,
I thank
yes.
him for divine connections, because you never
yes.
really know how one encounter can really be that moment that God
that
transitions
moment.
Your next. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And sometimes
yes.
we overlook people because we don't think they have the right notoriety, or they are not on the same platform, or all kinds of stuff. We come up with reasons to try to justify why we wanted to ignore someone. But God is saying
yes.
this season, you got to keep your eyes open. You got to keep your
yes.
ears open. Your level of discernment has to be sharp. Because I'm going to put
yes.
before you very often people who could be key to your next. But if you're
exactly.
not paying attention, you'll miss it. So I'm grateful.
It. I love that.
I'm
I
grateful.
Love that. I'm going to hold on to that. That is a word right yeah. there, Prophet. I tell you, you have to be very careful. You have to have that discernment, because, like you said, you don't know. We don't know who is the key to our next. And I receive
yes.
that. I receive that word right there.
Amen.
That is awesome.
Amen.
That is awesome.
Amen.
You know, I was just reminded in our closing, you know, with Naomi and Ruth and you know, and how, you know, she did not know that was her key to her next, you know? And so we've got to be open our minds, open our spirits, and know that, you know, if God is, whatever God is doing, God, you just do it. And come in alignment. Like you said, that word alignment is everything. Come in alignment with what you're doing, God. Come in alignment with God, what the plans that you have for my life. Come in alignment, God, for the keys that you have for my life. So it's just awesome. Even tonight, it's just awesome. You know, we haven't talked in a long time, and when I got the message, you know, that you wanted me to be a part, my heart was just overwhelmed, because, you know, it's been a long time that we've talked. But look how God brings the connection back together. And we don't
Amen.
Even know even today what he has in store, the greater that he has in store. We
Amen.
Don't know.
Amen.
So I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm truly excited and honored to be a part.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless God. We thank God for you, Pastor Vicki, and we thank God for all the many callers that called in, and those who are on the internet on tonight tuned in. We pray that something has been said to empower you tonight. And if you're not busy, if you're
yes,
not busy
yes, yes, yes.
tomorrow night, if you're not busy, women, you need to be heading on over to Staples Mill and be a part of Girl Talk on tomorrow. so that your life can be blessed, so that you can be empowered, so you can get the insight and information you need so that you'll be prepared for your greater that's on the way.
Yes.
For your
greater
is on the way. Hey, God.
Yes.
Woo-woo! For your greater that's for your greater that's on the way. I'm excited as well, Pastor Vicky. I thank you. The Empowerment Place thanks you for taking time out tonight to come and share with us and let the world know about Girl Talk and the great work that you and your husband are doing in the ministry on Staples Mill, making a change in the community. Amen. Making a change in the lives of so many. So we pray, we continue to pray and keep you all lifted for your greater.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
For your greater.
Yes.
That is on the way. Listeners, we want to invite you to join us again on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. when we have our scheduled, amen, empowerment teaching each Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. It's always relevant. We're not those deep folks. I don't discredit them, but we're not them deep folks. We just sort of keep it real. We keep it relevant, and we allow that world to make the necessary impact in your life for your now, as you prepare for your greater. So we invite you to join us 8 o'clock on Sunday evenings. To be empowered. And as always, at the Empowerment Place, we encourage everybody, do something every day to empower yourself. It means pick up a new book, try on a new dress, do something. Go to a restaurant you've never been to before. Do something outside of your box to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, then we want you to take the responsibility to go back and empower someone else. One thing that we've got to know and know without a shadow of a doubt is that we as individuals are the key to our own empowerment. So we love you tonight.
Yes.
We thank God for you. We thank God for you, Pastor Vicky. Tomorrow night, we've got something already planned, so we won't get there. But know that I'll be there on the next one if my schedule allows, amen, so that I can continue to support what God is doing in your ministry. God bless you
all.
We
so
love
much,
you. You're so welcome. Good night, ladies. God bless.
God bless you.